As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Draft day from the Link. We are the only thing you need to be listening to all the way up through the Eagles pick. Elliot with us for the rest of the show. Elliot with you for the rest of the night.
Rest of eternity.
Yeah. Hey, deep voice Luke.
You rang.
Oh, that's so good. One more thing. Do you know the song Mm-mm-mm-mm by Crash Test Dummies?
No.
All right. I want you to listen to it, and the next time you produce for us, you're going to have to sing part of that.
Yeah. By the way, I want to give Deep Voice Luke some credit. I forgot to tell him about Squabble Up as the 5 o'clock song, so he knew that, which is great.
Ah.
And I was like, you do know about 5:30 Creed, right? So,
I forgot about 5:30.
Yeah, we're locked in.
All right. All right. Very good.
But I had a cold shiver down my spine.
Oh, of him not knowing it?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, we were on at 5:30 yesterday and didn't do it.
I know. I
think you guys forgot to do it?
Well, because we had final out into the show. Breaks are way shorter.
Yeah.
So it's on us, but still, whatever. I wish we had a full crowd for 5:30 Creed. I wish we had the
Should we come back
tonight at 9:30?
9:30 Creed?
Yeah, like with everyone
right before
here.
The pick?
Yeah, come on, man. You guys should do that.
All right. Yeah.
No?
Me, Hugh, Jillio, and Ike.
I was going to say, yeah, only two of us would probably be into it.
Yep. All right, let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I can tell who's going to be a stud and who's not going to be a stud based off name alone. It's pretty easy. Jack Fritz name test. I knew in 1998 when they selected Ike Reese in the fifth round, I was like, that's just a strong football name. There's no way that's not going to be at least a one-time Pro Bowler. It's just
there's no way that's not going to be at least a
one-time Pro Bowler.
Yep. Sometimes you just know. And I have five names for you that have been linked for the Eagles, and I can just tell if they're going to be a bust or not a bust. Number five is Mike Green, who is 100% going to be a bust. First off, way too generic of a name.
Yeah, it sounds like a fake name.
If Mike Green was playing in the 70s, 80s, maybe I'm too biased because of Mean Joe Green, but like – Mike Green is just too generic of a name for the Eagles to pick. Too generic, not good enough, not explosive enough, more just a rotational piece.
Well, here's it. I would say, now he didn't end up in my top three. Mike Green's YouTube is awesome.
He had some of the best like sack numbers in college last year.
So YouTube,
but it's Marshall.
No, it's true. Now, I also think green on the back of the jersey wouldn't look great.
With the Eagles being a mystery.
With the Eagles would be cool, though.
No, I think not cool.
Oh, really?
It's too short.
Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's cool.
I don't think it's that cool.
Green?
He literally bleeds green.
Green in the Kelly greens?
Oh.
there's a fan guy, Elliot.
Yeah.
Number four, Nick Eamon Wormy. Is that his name?
I believe it's Eamon Worry.
Yeah, obviously
close.
A bust. Obviously.
You and James both out on this name.
Well, it's horrible. I mean, first off, there's worm in it, which makes me worried about the NovaCare worm.
Pick me.
I'm going to be great.
I have great coverage.
I'm going to make at least one Pro Bowl.
Eamon Worry?
I believe it is Eamon Worry, also bad at pronouncing it.
You know Goodell's messing that name up. I mean,
it's picked tonight.
And that's not possible. The best guy with a bad name is Giannis, but that's because he's a good first name, Giannis. This guy's first name's Nick.
Yeah. Well, Nick Foles.
Should he change his name to Giannis Emanuori?
Emanuori is just a bad name. It's a bad name.
All right.
I don't like it.
I would like to hear Merrill say it.
Or Luke.
Or Luke say it.
Luke, say Emanuori.
Emanuori.
There you go.
Might be back in. Third on the Jack Fritz name test is James Pierce Jr., who's going to be a star.
Great name.
It's an unbelievable name. Now, he's explosive.
Why is his name unbelievable?
Nah, it's just that it flows well. Like, Pierce
James
Jr.
James Pierce Jr.?
Yeah, come on. You can see that just flying around the
edge like
for the
juniors.
Eagles.
I like juniors on the back.
Juniors, man.
I think Pierce is a great last name.
When's the last time a good junior came out?
Oh, well, Trot.
Yeah.
So last
well,
time,
he hasn't played
not long
yet.
And hard about that one.
I mean, he hasn't played yet. Junior comes out every year. I mean, a good one.
It was Steve Smith Sr., right? Is that what he put on his...
Yes. Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That's a good one.
I guess that'll be a good one.
There you go.
215. Yep. Embrace the bait. Number two is Will Johnson. Absolute bust.
Will Johnson. That's Corey's guy.
Yeah, but it's too generic.
And for a cornerback, too.
Yeah. I mean, and he's falling for medical stuff. Worried about Will Johnson.
Anyone to Michigan.
Who would ever?
Johnson's a funny last name, though. We could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, listen, no one would crush the Johnson name better than this show. But, like, Will Johnson as a cornerback?
Yeah, maybe they draft a guy named Wood. We have a Wood and a Johnson.
Well, they already have Lane Johnson.
We
have John Johnson.
Plenty
of Johnsons.
Yeah.
Plenty of Johnson.
Will Johnson, no good.
Nah. Now, we did lose a Wolverine last year, obviously, it's BG.
Yeah.
So getting one back would be nice.
We've had good luck with the Wolverines. John Runyon.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Avant.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Keegan.
I was about to say, Trevor Keegan.
He hasn't played yet.
Yeah, but I believe in Trevor Keegan. He's got good YouTube.
He's got good YouTube.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think he's a player.
But number one on the Jack Fritz name test.
I do.
I don't even know what was he playing.
He was an offensive lineman. He went to Michigan.
No, I know that.
Oh, right.
I mean, what position is he playing?
Well, he was a tackle in college.
But I think he's a guard
Keegan?
For them.
Yeah, he's a guard.
So when's he ever gonna play?
I think he was a guard in college.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, since they drafted him, they've only signed Mekhi Becton and traded for another guy in the first.
Yeah,
round.
They don't seem to be.
That's how good is he?
I'm telling you, I believe in Keegan.
That's good. How's that make you feel?
I like his YouTube. Looks like a pro.
Well, he is a pro.
Well. In college, he looked like a pro.
Yep. Number one on the Jack Fritz name test, Malachi Starks.
Oh, yeah, that's a great name.
Star.
It's a great name.
Yeah. It's
a great
name. Starks is
I'm
a great
not a
name.
Huge like safety guy early.
Yep.
But I'll take Malachi Starks and be happy with him. He's going to be a star in the NFL.
Yeah. Malachi's a good name, too.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Walter Nolan?
I had Walter Nolan as a bust, but I replaced it with Will Johnson.
Well, Jack, how does the name test feel about two first names? Now, two first names in the NBA is a big, like, works. You know, there's a lot of great two first name guys in the NBA. Walter Nolan is a two first name guy. How does that work in football?
I don't know. I'm not a big two first name guys in general. And it's spelled N-O-L-E-N, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really a first name.
What about two last names?
I don't know.
Okay. Fair.
Well, who's got two last?
I mean, a hyphenated name.
Oh, like
Shore Barks?
Shore Barks?
Oh, I did not get that. Yeah.
Oh, the hyphen.
Yeah.
We could have Walter Nolan right next to Nolan Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Walter Nolan Smith.
Walter Nolan Smith.
Not bad.
There you go.
That might make me in on it.
Yeah, you got to think about it a little bit deeper. Yep. I don't know. This name testing seems like.
Seems fishy?
Yeah, I think YouTube thinks better than the name thing.
Well, maybe.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
That's fair. You stole it from me.
I stole the YouTube thing from you?
You stole a draft bit from me, yeah.
Dude, I've been doing the YouTube thing for 10 years. 12 years.
That's fine.
All right. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA. Visit goguida.com. Elliot, Ruben Frank was here earlier.
Yes.
Now, he was crapping all over your reporting.
I'm sure, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But he said he thinks the Eagles are going to trade out of the first round tonight. What do you think the likelihood is of that?
So I think it's less likely than it was the last time they picked at 32 because the last time they picked at 32, they didn't have as many draft picks. This time they have a ton of picks this year, a ton of picks next year. Now, if they're sitting there and they get an overpay for the pick, then I could see it. But they're not in a position to really acquire many more picks. So I think it's more likely they trade up or stay there than trade out.
It's a good point. Way more picks than they had the last time.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
Oh,
what's up, Yosh?
Thank you, baby.
Phone is so bad.
Can't
what up, Yosh?
Can't even hear.
Your reception is bad, brother.
Nah, it's he's on the speakerphone.
Oh.
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm on his AirPods, man. Like, it's your.
Oh, it's so bad.
He's on his AirPods that he got for
that Euro John.
You know what,
right? Yeah.
You're getting on my nerves with your little up there talking about Wood and Johnson already. Ever since that naked parade, you've been going crazy. What's the name? I've been talking on the AirPods every day, going day when I call, and it ain't nothing. But
you know
now
what
it's something today.
You know what it is? With it, that just being real, when you talk loud, the AirPods cuts it off. So when you
well,
give
see,
us, the, and I love.
You know my intro is loud, man.
I know, I love it. But maybe you need to do it, if you're on the AirPods, maybe you need to do it all sexy
well, look,
instead of
loud.
Well,
look, I got my arm up against, I'm flexing now. I'm standing in the door, and I'm flexing.
Oh,
so what's name? Because I got the phone to my ear. Now,
okay.
Let's start this over. My man is Spike, Big Ike. Jackie, baby. What's up, E-Man? What's popping, baby?
What up, Yoshi? Good to hear from you.
There we
I'll
go.
Let you boy.
Oh, man, it's always something with y'all. Yeah. I'm telling you, ever since y'all with me started complaining about me calling in the Jeep, I just feel like I'm losing my mojo, man.
Well, you are.
You know what, Spike? I mean,
that was Ike!
That was not me.
It was.
Yes, it was. You said you are. I heard you. You're the only one in there with that raspy voice, boy. Like, come
that's
on,
true.
Man.
You can't tell me apart from the other two.
And we like, what the boy said, like, we supposed to be brothers. Come on, man.
Well, just came out. I didn't mean for it to.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Yo, man, Luke's voice is crazy on that phone. I'm like, who this? And then what's saying when he came in to check on me after Spike was saying subliminally threatened him to do his job, right? I balled my fist up. I was like, damn, boy, you scared me. That boy got a husky voice.
Yep.
And even though you're messing with me, man, I'm riding shotgun with you. We riding around like two Detroit pimps, boy, looking for the right thing. I'm telling you.
I know all about that.
Hey, man, I want a cornerback too, man. I was telling Jack earlier. I believe what's saying we'll be good with Ojulari and daggone Uche and what we already got. What's saying at the front? It's like for real. What's saying because we sitting up here sweating Josh Sweat. He only averaged what's saying in the last 7 years 6 daggone sacks. Like come on, had his best year in 2022 and he had 8.5 last year and we singing his praises. I want a cornerback. I like the boy daggone Harrison too. I'm gonna set pause before I start talking about him. He tested. He touch you. He rides you all the way up and down the field. The boy is a mess. He gets up on you. He gets in you. Pause.
Whoa. You are out of control.
Yeah. I told you. I got to set pause before I start talking about it. I like him, too. But another guy I like that kid Jadon Barron out of daggone Texas. That boy was saying, you draft him, you might as well be drafting Quinion or daggone Coop all over. His instincts crazy. He fast, running 3.439. The boy built for the game. He can play the nickel,
3.49.
Play outside. He can play the safety.
That's pretty fast.
Fastest
guy of all time.
He does play all over the field, though. He played nickel, safety, and corner.
I'm telling you, that's who I like. We got to go. We got.
We hadn't got Yoshi's scouting report yet, so he's giving us his scouting report right now.
Yeah.
I've been quiet on it because I've been relaxed. You know, I'm going into this daggone draft as a Super Bowl champion. I've been relaxed. I ain't been all over the hill for nobody. But when I said we got to hit that daggone back end, well, Paul, you know, unless you're hitting the right back end, you know what I'm talking about. I want a cornerback. When I said that, I was like, you know what? I do like Harrison. When he Amos, he all right. But I like that kid, Jadon. And he got a football name, Jack Barron. Barron.
What's his name?
I like that.
I think it's Jahad
quick,
Barron.
We all talking about redheads. Nobody said Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
Wow. What, that was like 2 weeks ago.
No one said Kim Possible, too.
I ain't been on the phone. No what's saying, so I'm telling you this.
Yoshi's Jessica talking about the next Rabbit. Question from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm giving it to you. You know, they got Jessica Rabbit, what's name, stuff that you could find and have fine time alone with. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. Wasn't there a moment with the camera and Jessica Rabbit where he thought she was
a
rabbit?
Well, no, he's a crush on her, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a crush on her, too. I ain't going to still got a crush on her. My wife's sitting right there looking at me. She know I got a crush on her. We're going to look at Jessica Rabbit later on. How about that?
A furry. I don't know. Hey, I didn't know he's a, you're a furry.
No, hey, Jessica man, Rabbit is a person.
No, she's a rabbit.
No, she's, yeah.
No, Roger she's, Rabbit's a rabbit. Wasn't Jessica Rabbit a just a woman just, with the last name of Rabbit?
She was a red-headed woman with I don't a weird so. Dress on that fit her hourglass Coke bottle shape.
Oh, yes. You might be right.
No, I it's think I'm right.
I'm definitely
yeah, she's a cartoon, but she's not a fur. She was not a rabbit.
I'm talking to what's it, him.
No, you said
you're
fur.
Right. She's not a rabbit.
Oh, she's yes. not a rabbit.
Yeah. I, that's what I just said.
All
she's
right,
a person.
Right, easy.
Good call, Jack.
You're right about one thing.
All
right.
You guys crazy.
All right.
Love y'all cats.
All right. All right.
I thought it was talking about like Bugs Bunny's wife.
No, it was Roger Rabbit's wife.
Like neither one of them know the movie that you're talking
the
about.
The rabbit from Space Jam, are you thinking
Who
of?
Who framed yeah. Roger yeah. Rabbit?
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Roger Rabbit was the rabbit.
Yes.
Jessica Rabbit is a person.
Right. That I was talking about yeah. the Space Jam.
Was yeah. that the Bunny. One that had real people in it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What's his name? The guy that played Dick Tracy was in that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's not curse.
Elliot, what do you think of me? So we were doing YouTube Big Board earlier, yeah. and I was thinking part of the problem is that I don't follow college football. So I decided maybe I should adopt a team so I can follow college football.
Yeah.
And Jack and I think I'm – well, Jack thinks I'm more of a Big Ten guy. So I think
he
I'm,
thought he's an SEC guy.
I don't think you're an SEC guy. I agree with that.
Well, I actually think you're a Big 12
I was going to say I don't think you're a Big Ten guy either. I feel
definitely
like
not a Big Ten guy.
That's like – I don't know. A big,
more
like
rough
a, like,
and rugged.
Yeah,
yeah, like, you're a Patriot League
like
guy.
Manly. Yeah.
Well, I'm really Texas State.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, is the Pac-12 yeah. still a thing?
TJ yeah. Kinney.
Is the Pac-12 still a thing?
Barely.
Barely, yeah.
Yeah, you're more Pac-12.
Yeah, I think you're more Pac-12. Yeah.
Well,
Washington.
USC. I went to Southern Cal for 1 year.
Yeah, so exactly. why don't you adopt USC?
Because I want to be watching real big college football games so I can watch all these guys.
Well, and USC is good now.
Oh, are they? Are they good again?
Well, I mean, they've been good the past couple of years. All right, USC's been good. No?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I think if you're picking a team for draft purposes, even though you are not an SEC guy, I think you should pick an SEC school.
And USC is a Big Ten school, by the way.
Oh, are they Big Ten?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. They moved.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Speaking of ridiculous.
Such as college football.
Should I put this guy on the air? I said he was banned for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah, put him on.
Okay, Andrew, insulted us.
Oh, you
got to
have
us.
Him on.
Well, he what insulted
he
us
He did
yesterday.
Insult us, yeah.
We'll get that straightened out.
Well, just letting Elliot know, we put him on yesterday, and he goes, yeah, all the time for talk is over. We don't have to make up stories about trading wide receivers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be ban-worthy.
Yeah. We agree.
Well, yeah. He wants to clear the air.
Okay.
Thank God.
I like OK Andrew, so I'm hoping you guys can work this out.
What do you like about him?
All right.
I think he's interesting.
Okay. OK Andrew, you're on WIP. I'm just letting you know that if your excuse isn't up to snuff here, like I will hang up on you. So you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. What's going on? What it do? It's draft day. Turn up. Come on now. What up, ESP?
What up, OK Andrew?
Feeling soupy.
I'm always feeling soupy. Great day to wake up a champion.
Get to it.
I made a comment the other day that, you know, wasn't entirely true. I know people are making up stories. I just want to talk about something that's positive.
No.
I take back my statement.
Thank you.
It wasn't directly attacking you guys.
Sure it was.
No, it was.
Sure it was.
Did you drop him?
Yes. The first thing out of his mouth. This is, let me explain to OK Andrew, not with him on the phone, because, again, he doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. When you do something wrong, it's very easy to move on by saying two simple words. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
OK Andrew should have done one thing, Elliot. Hey, Spike, I'm sorry for saying that thing the other day. It wasn't. It's not about making up stories.
And I feel like you told him you wanted him to, too.
Yes. And you know, there's a reason, Elliot, that pride is one of the seven deadly sins. and OK Andrew's pride stood in the way of him getting back in the good graces of the radio show. Yep. And, right? I mean, he was doing that wrong, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I feel like he was one of your top five callers, too.
No.
In terms of saying, like, bits and names.
Getting better. Jack didn't really embrace him, but we did.
We did. We tried to build him up and try to, like, make him we made him, like, a daily draft.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then
the lack of respect.
That's how he repaid us.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the issue.
Just complete and total disrespect. So here's the thing. I didn't want to have to do this. We might have an opening in the foxhole.
There we go.
This is the first guy you kicked out of the foxhole?
I can't remember kicking anybody else out of
Well, Chuck was always fluctuating.
Chuck left.
Chuck left. Yeah.
Chuck left the foxhole. Yeah. You know, he went to the midday show. That was on Chuck, and Chuck's back.
I think he's someone you want in the foxhole, too.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Of all the callers,
But he also sell you out real quick. Like, if he ever got interrogated.
I think he'd sell you two out. I don't think he'd sell me out or Ike.
Yeah, he's with us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you had your moments with Chuck?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm the original person.
Right.
Chuck.
Right. Because
yes.
I knew you had your moments with OG, too.
Yeah,
I remember that moment.
Argue with both of them.
Yep. I'm just, than anything.
They wore me out, man. I got tired of arguing with them.
You know, more than anything with OK, it sounds like I'm angry. I'm just disappointed.
Mm.
You know, I'm disappointed.
Worse,
yeah. You put so much work into a guy, and he stabs you in the back. 215-592-9494. Ralph in L.A. You're on WIP. Oh, what's up, Ralph?
What's going on, guys? It's draft day.
Yeah, this is a real foxhole guy.
What up, Ralph?
Phillies fan in L.A.?
Phillies fan, Eagles fan, you know it.
Yes, sir. What up, Ralph?
Just want to hear talk a little bit about Howie Roseman and how we all have our confidence and trust in Howie Roseman to pull the right moves tonight in the draft.
Do you?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
righty.
He's hit on like every pick for the past 3 years. So
yeah, it's been a good run. Would you say? Do you think there is any due? Like, you know, we say a team is due for a win or due for a loss. Is there like due for a bad draft?
I guess, but yeah. I don't think he's better at evaluating talent than he used to be when he was missing. I just think their roster is so talented now, it makes it easier for their draft picks to seem like they're hit, like to succeed.
Well, but
he's drafting good players though.
He is, but I think the players look better because of the players around them as well.
He might be listening to evaluations better. I mean, he's not.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. You got to trust your people.
Yeah. Like Jordan Davis, if they would have drafted him in 2014 or whatever, I do think Jordan Davis is not viewed as a bust because of how successful the team has been around him. But if he was a higher pick on not as good of a team, I don't think he has hit the potential of a top 15 pick.
Well, listen, you and I remember the draft night. Neither one of us were excited about the Jordan Davis pick because you're taking a nose tackle. Who doesn't really rush the passer.
And that's what he's been.
Yeah, and that's what he's been. So I think the Eagles took him thinking they would be able to coach him into something because they were so enamored with his size. Remember, he ran a good 40 time. He was a good athlete for his size. I think they were just enamored with that size because, remember, that's before Jalen Carter. So you put him next to Fletcher Cox, and they thought they had their next guy. The good thing for them, it didn't take them long to realize that he wasn't that guy and Jalen Carter couldn't be passed on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Jordan Davis, I think, he's not a bust in the sense that
he's not a bust.
He is an NFL player, but he has not reached the potential or what you would have hoped a top 15 pick was going to be. I mean, frankly, I don't even know if he's reached like what the 32nd pick should be tonight. I think when you pick at 32 tonight, you are hoping you get a better player than Jordan Davis.
Yeah, Jordan Davis's biggest problem, I think, is conditioning.
I was going to say slow.
Conditioning.
Yeah.
You can't be you can't be close to 400 pounds and play this game. Not for more than 20 snaps, right? So having to be able to be out there on the field. And there for him to be the size that he is, there's not enough of a mean streak in him.
Yeah.
There's not enough nastiness.
I agree with that.
To him.
He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and he's a great kid. Great kid, great personality.
I think he is a good locker room guy.
Yeah, he's not a great locker room guy.
Yeah.
Well, great locker room guy. All of his Georgia boys, they love him.
And you talk about conditioning. That's one thing Fangio told all those guys, that they were going to play more snaps than they ever had. And here you had Jalen Carter essentially playing every snap of the game.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Right.
Well, and the thing with Jordan Davis is he wasn't even playing a lot of snaps in college. Like, he wasn't playing third down in college. And the rationale at the time was, well, it's Georgia. They rotate guys around a lot. If you're a top 15 pick, you should be rotating ahead of other guys.
I agree.
On third down. So, yeah, I mean, they projected he could do it. He clearly can't. And so he's still a good player. I think they'll still pick up the fifth-year option, but he's not been.
You do believe that, huh?
Yeah, because it's only $10 million.
I hear you. Yeah, yeah.
If there's one upside to him not hitting, like, Pro Bowls and snap counts and stuff, is that
he
has the lowest fifth-year option of every player in that draft class. So at $10 million, I think if he was a free agent this year, he would get more than $10 million.
So, Ralph, one quick Phillies thing.
I didn't know Ralph was still there.
Well,
me either. I thought you tried.
Yeah.
Ralph, big Phillies fan out in L.A., you were able to strut your stuff a little bit a few weeks ago. How are you feeling now?
Regarding the Phillies or the Eagles?
The Phillies.
On the Phillies.
Yeah. The Phillies?
Yes.
It was disappointing.
Yeah, just wear your Eagles stuff around.
Get on the website. Thank you for the call, Ralph. Get on the Eagles website. Order some Super Bowl stuff. Wear
half off.
Yep, half off. There you go. All right, 215-592-9494. We are your draft headquarters. We are at the link for the big draft party. I think doors open in 5 minutes for the VIPs.
All the people.
Uh-oh. But you know everybody that listens to WIP is a VIP. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Always nice when we have some new people that aren't used to us singing at 5:30 staring at us.
Yep.
We're at the Link.
Went down the wrong pipe.
For the big draft show.
Man.
Although, Jack, how does it feel when you have a little thing in your throat and one of your co-hosts is making fun of you for it?
A little thing in your throat.
Well,
man.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on today.
Hey, yo.
Well, I swallowed something down the wrong pipe, and that's the only reason why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a total professional.
You all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You sure
now?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yep. Everything's fine.
All right.
Well, you're out of here in a half hour, actually. So.
No,
he's going to be here.
Yeah, it's around 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah. People say
everybody's working except Spike.
Well, yep.
Look, I work a lot.
Oh, what do you got to do? Drive home?
I have to drive home.
Oh, you're the only one that works a lot?
No.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
I never
said
that.
I work a lot. Don't we all?
We all do.
Okay. Ike's going to be sleeping over at the length of
it. God bless Ike for doing it, and I would love
to
do it
tonight.
You're
not even working tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
I was going to say, what?
None of us are really working. I mean, we're not really working.
Aren't you guys doing a YouTube show?
We're working harder
tomorrow. We're working hard.
Rod's trying to get us to do it for 4 hours.
Yeah, get out of here, Rod.
This guy's full of crap.
I got to get home to my dogs, buddy. It's Friday. All right.
Without phone calls? You kidding me?
215-5.
You think I check Mike Iwuomormi in 4 hours on a Boston College safety?
Yeah.
My ass.
Hey, Luke.
You rang?
There we go. I just wanted to do that.
Is he emphasizing his voice a little bit?
A little.
No, yeah. That's him. Yeah.
Just for the you rang.
Yeah, there you go. Kenny in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Yes, sir. What's up, brothers? How y'all everybody doing, man?
What's up, Kenny?
What's up, Kenny?
I hope everybody had a good holiday. I finally did call when ESP is on the line.
What up? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Listen, I just got some things to try. I know it's draft night. I hope we get Malachi York because...
Who?
Malachi York?
I said Malachi York. Pardon me. Malachi Stark.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But listen.
Yeah.
I just got to talk to my bro, Ike.
Yep.
What's up, Ike?
What's up, Ike?
Yo, why every time I talk to Spike or come at him, yo, you turn to Kevin Costner on me, man?
What'd I do?
Who's that?
The bodyguard. Last time I called, I said, yo, we ain't had no brothers on the Phillies. Like, you took that like I'm on some pro-flag, whatever. Yo, I'm Ukrainian and black, for one. For two, is Aaron Judge a good player?
He's a great player.
So... He just had a 1,000th game last year. He passed one person for the most home runs. Who was that person?
I have no idea.
He played for us. Tore the leg off the ball.
Ryan Howard?
Uh-huh. And Ryan Howard was log jammed he stayed old. We did him dirty because he couldn't come to first base because we had Tommy. If he wouldn't have, he wouldn't have passed him.
Kenny, what are we talking about with Aaron Judge and Ryan Howard here?
No, what I'm saying is, before Bryce, who was our two MVPs, last two MVPs?
Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard.
When I hung up, you said, Spike, I agree with Kenny about when I came at Bryce. We went back and forth. But you said, yo, it was a red flag.
No, because then you said something else at the end that was,
I don't even remember this.
That was out of pocket.
That is true, though. He was old.
Well, how about the draft tonight? How about the draft tonight? What do you think about that?
I told you I won. I want Malik Kyuk, but I just wanted to prove a point.
He got the
name wrong. That's all. My people.
Okay. Oh, see, I didn't know. Listen, Kenny, I didn't know that I was on the bad side with you. I don't even remember what we're talking about now.
No, but I think it was like a little thing at the end there, Kenny.
When I said the answer, no doubt. But all I'm saying is, yo, when I be calling sometimes, you's like, yo, we seen the red flag. Like, yo, I'm Ukrainian and black, bro. I love black people, but I love all people.
Me too.
I feel some type of way.
Well, hold on, though. You say all this, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but then you act like I misinterpreted something you said by painting you as pro-black. It sounds like you're pro-black again.
We've seen a lot of red flags.
No. Here's what happened, Kenny, is when you said the thing at the end, which we won't repeat. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember it was something.
Christopher Columbus was overrated.
There it is.
How was that wrong?
When I said red flags, meaning that we
I knew
saw
something
this
like
coming.
That was coming.
Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now I'm starting to. Now I'm back. Now I'm back.
I even think there was another thing.
No, but yo, check this out, man. Yo, what do I always say? Y'all the flagship show of this station.
I know.
We love you, Ken.
Yeah, and no, you're good people.
You.
You're good.
I just vented. I love
you. Yeah,
y'all,
you're good. You're good. But you
no doubt.
Sometimes
I just want people to know because a lot of people text me and was like, yo, why I go on you like that?
I don't think he did.
I don't even know what I said.
So no. Who do you want them to draft tonight?
About Bryce.
Malachi.
Right now, he's Oprah Winfrey's brother. He's Oprah Winfrey.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'm out on this call.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Love you, Kenny.
I'm confused. I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
I don't even
know what's going on
When you said red flags, it was just like, hey, Spike, there were a couple warnings that was coming.
Right, okay.
Is all that was.
Yeah.
It was all it was.
You had to know we were headed down this road.
Yeah,
okay.
Headed down that road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I even think there was another thing, too.
I think there was another thing.
Was it? Okay, see.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, because I think you ended up dumping whatever it was, whatever the last thing was. Yeah. And by the way,
yeah, Kenny, we ain't at the barbershop, man.
No,
we just can't be having you having a conversation like it's a private conversation.
Yes,
or something.
Yeah. And I even said afterwards that, like, you know, because he was talking about the number of black players on the Phillies, but I said all of baseball is not the
it's
same
down.
As
yes.
what it was.
Yes.
You know. All right. Oh, Jerry the truck horn guy. You're a WIP. What's up, Jer? Oh, there it is.
Kind of a weak horn.
Yeah.
Hold me now, because I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
All right.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Jerry.
We'll have to do that live at Chickie's, Jerry.
I'm just prepping for tomorrow when I go.
Yeah, we'll be there too.
We'll see you.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Are you seriously going to be there? Or are you just pulling my left leg?
No, pulling your. Never mind.
Yeah, we're pulling your leg. We're not going to be there.
I know you're not going to be there because the Phillies start at 2:20, but I'll be there watching the game with a couple of my boys.
Well, it's the greatest place to watch baseball.
Hey, you know, I'll have my Schwarber white gold trimmed jersey on. Drinking some Coronas, having some raw oysters,
okay.
And life can't be better.
I guess.
even though I was supposed to be home today or yesterday, I was stuck in Wisconsin. But hey,
yep.
You know the trucking industry throws stuff at you, and you don't know. But okay, so here's my theory on the draft. I don't know crap about the draft, dude. I don't know how these people come on the shows all the time and have, like, 30 names in their mind. Like, dude, I can only tell you one guy that's in the draft that I know, and that's freaking Shador. And that's it. I couldn't tell you anybody else.
Honestly,
this sums up a WIP.
I swear.
Yeah, but at least he's being honest.
Right.
He's being honest. Most people don't know these guys.
You can throw me 10 names, and I'll be like, who the hell are they? What school do they play with? I know. I just gamble on games, but I don't know who's playing who. I swear. The only person I know is Shador. Sanders, and that's it. So whoever Howie picks, I just listen to you guys. I bank on, like, oh, okay, I guess he's going to be good because what you guys say. Hey, yeah, Elliot, yeah, what's happening, brother?
That's right.
I see you on YouTube, Elliot. What's up, brother?
What up? How you doing? So, good to hear from you.
All right.
Oh, no. Are you driving with us on YouTube again?
No.
You just listen.
I'm parked right now. I'm at a truck stop, chilling. I just need to, but literally, I don't know crap about the draft. Names, you can throw names at me. I wouldn't know crap, you know?
Yeah, but,
we're not going to quit.
Yeah.
But the Phillies, they've been doing the same thing for the last 4 years. I don't know what they need to do other than hit the ball.
Yep.
Make the plays in the field.
Yep.
They're getting good pitching. They're not getting clutch hitting from the baseball. Big guys.
Yeah.
That's baseball. That's what baseball is. You know, everybody don't want to hear that, but the long season, the marathon, it's not a sprint.
Yep.
We're still going to be there in the end.
One game at a time.
I'd rather make us run at the end because maybe we'll just keep on running.
Hell yeah, that's what everybody said before the season, Jer.
But wow. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, boy. We heard some. There it is. We heard the local accent in "so" there, and so far down.
I can't believe Robbie showed up after 5:30, Creed.
Really disappointing.
Yeah. Really disappointing,
Robbie.
Really
disappointing, Robbie. Yeah.
He knew what he was in for.
215-592-9494, Jack.
Man, Spike, you know all about National Appliance Warehouse.
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Hell yeah, brother.
Why don't you move off to the side so I can talk about it, bro?
Tell him Spike sent you.
Well, the National Appliance Warehouse.
Can I
tell you just the 10-second story?
This is how it starts.
Well, my entire kitchen, all the appliances, National Appliance Warehouse. But I called them before I went there. They have all those brands, right? How big is the
15,000 square foot
15,000 square. But I called Yaron, who was going to help us out there when we went to pick it up. And I was like, look. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I know you have all those brands. If you show my wife all those brands, we're never going to make a decision. We're never going to get out of there. I need you to whittle it down to the two brands we really need to look at. I showed up. He had them whittled down for each thing, for the range, for the microwave. He had two. We picked them. We were out of there. Then delivered, looking great in my kitchen.
I just like that you brought honesty to the
National Appliance. Well, it's honest. Price is great. Service is even better to me. The service was awesome. Yeah. They did exactly what I needed.
Well, again, Spike, there's three things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. I've detailed that a lot in the last year and a half.
Yep.
And the three main things are, one, you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store.
Guaranteed to get the best price, basically.
Guaranteed to get the best price. Always great savings events going on. And, of course, tax-free Delaware helps. But on top of that, you're going to get great service. Spike just detailed that. A knowledgeable service team.
Yes.
Treat you like family. You walk in there, you feel like you're a part of their family. So
they rolled out the red carpet, Jack.
They really did. They always
do. They do it for everybody.
They always do. And on top of that, the right appliances from Sub-Zero to Budget and their 15,000 square foot showroom. National Appliance Warehouse has you covered, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them.
Spike sent you. No. Fritz.
F-R-I-T-Z.
Well, my contractor, after he was the one that told me to go there, after they delivered the stuff, he was like, man, he's like, I'm going to tell everybody to go there. He had it delivered right on time. Anyway. 215-592-9494. Joe in Delco.
Joe.
You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get excited for the draft. Like, it's cool picking number 32 overall. It's cool remembering that we won the Super Bowl. We got that pick. It'll be fun to see how the Giants and Cowboys get messed over by Howie, something along those lines. But, there's a part of me that every time I think about it, I can't stop thinking about the Phillies. I can't stop thinking about the bullpen, the situational hitting, and Kevin Long. I wonder at what point are we able to fire Kevin Long after these interesting seasons.
Joe, I think somebody should have been fired after that series.
Yeah.
I just think, like, you have moments in a season where if you don't act, and this is the thing about the bye week that we talk about with the Eagles, they acted,
right? They acted. They changed things. And the Phillies, like, I guess to their credit sometimes, don't overreact to things. But you have a series where you get swept by the team, an in-division rival who beat you in the playoffs last year and then swept you and basically embarrassed you. Like, that is an opportunity, right, to react. And they didn't react. You know, I don't want anybody to lose their job. I don't want Kevin Long to lose it. But, like, you have to do something, and they didn't do anything.
And he's paid to make these – he's paid to get these hitters to hit in situations.
Yes.
And if you're in a position in another job where you don't act on what you're doing, like, you should at least, like, have some repercussion, whether it's firing, whether it's, you know, stepping down, pulling, like, a James Bradbury and going to, like, a lesser role. Like, something's got to change. Otherwise, the team just doesn't have the fight. They
so I think one thing that has changed, for what it's worth, is I do think this team has entered a new part of, like, how fans view them and treat them.
Yeah,
and I think, like,
sure,
the next time they're at home, they're really going to feel that. Like, we'll see how they do against the Cubs.
They got booed the last time.
Right, but I think it's only now you get swept by the Mets. The Cubs is a tough series. Are they home after that? Do they come? Like, I just think the next time they're home, that they are going to feel the
if
the
they
anger,
don't turn it around.
If they don't turn around,
yeah. I don't think people don't have that fun vibe with the team anymore.
Now,
and the other thing,
can Rob Thompson bring his grown kids to the podium?
Well, the other
shave his head.
The other thing, Joe, that when we talk about the success of the first 2 years, 22 and 23, they were both kind of surprises. I mean, they weren't so It was like sort of a devil may care, you know, we don't have anything to lose. But once you do that twice and then you win the division, there's expectations, and that changes everything. And, you know, they look like they've crumbled, you know, under those expectations.
I mean, they're not like – I don't even want to say that they're bad hitters. Like, every one of them has proven, like, whether it's last, like, parts of the season, that they can hit. They can play well. But it's only parts. Like, Castellanos is doing really well right now, but, like – last two seasons, it's not been there. And so I question every time, like, what the sustainability of good hitting is for this team. Because even Bohm, I mean, he's been doing a lot better, like, the last few games. But beginning of the season, he's downright
bad. There are a lot of names, not a lot of production. That's the issue.
Yeah.
And it's like you look at, like, the Mets lineup, for example. The 5 through 9 are pretty garbage, right? But, like, the top three just – and I know Spike brought up earlier about Harper and you know, can he be the best player on a championship team? Sure, if you want to argue that. I think the bigger problem is really Trey not being a good enough second star.
No, for sure.
Yeah, they're both. I also think they don't handle pressure well. Like, there's a lot of examples of them
not – they're front runners, not winners.
Exactly. That's right. So I think when – like, the Eagles, for whatever you want to say about them, like, under Nick and Jalen, they really only had that one, like, stretch with the collapse. But outside of that, they've been pretty consistent winners, and they've had moments of inflection where things could have changed, and they've rebounded from it. The Phillies, when it starts to go downhill for them, they're not great at getting the ball rolling the other way.
Well, because, and as Kelsey said, there's not a person there who is going to who emotionally wake everybody up, you know? It's really
and
important.
And that's not Rob Thompson either. For as much as we rip Sirianni at times for his emotion,
it's
Rob
why
Thompson
they should have fired him.
Yeah,
it's why they should have fired him. They should have fired him in the offseason. And again, I think he's a good manager, but the team needed they knew they weren't going to change the lineup significantly. They needed a jolt.
Yeah, I just don't think he's important enough where it was worth keeping him. Like, to get a vibe change, you could have pulled that card easily.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The only way to get the ninth pick from the Saints is to trade Tanner McKee, Goddard, Embiid, Paul George, and the ghost of Zaire Smith. Sam and KOP.
Yeah, you missed that, Elliot. Somebody said we're going to trade up to 9 by offering Goddard and, wait, what was the
Bryce Huff.
No, Tanner McKee. It was Goddard and Tanner McKee, and then we got a Bryce Huff trade as well. So
I would think the value's not there.
Probably not. What's next?
You know, the show is maybe too negative when Rube has to be the one to point out how negative it is. Mark in Montco.
That is a fair point. Fair point. Well, it was the Philly segment. How are you positive about it? You know? What's next?
Spike on trading Zach Wheeler. Yeah, I could see it. Spike on trading Joel Embiid. Who are you going to trade him for, huh? Who?
What's your plan?
Alex in Lancaster.
What's your plan?
It's true.
Elliot, have you figured out your plan yet?
To build around Maxi? Nah, yeah. I haven't come up with that plan yet. It's also true. You get a lot for Zach Wheeler. You don't get anything for Embiid. What's next?
Do I need to shave my head? Topper in Chicago.
Yes.
We're not letting that hair go.
Somebody's got to shave their hair.
He's got a great name. Maybe Bryce needs to shave.
It should be Bryce.
Bryce, yes.
Or Marsh, but I don't know if he's...
He's not even on the
But he has famous hair on the team.
Strom, you could shave his head.
He's not doing that.
Yeah. What's next?
What? Braden Swinson, when he heard he was the number one edge rusher in the class.
He is.
Braden Swinson.
Yep. You watch. You watch, Fritz. I'll be laughing at all you guys, even though he went to LSU, not Michigan. What's next?
Jeopardy host, Mad and Lombardi. Jeopardy contestant. Who are mics who used to give good content to the show and no longer do? Frank and Ardmore.
We replace both of them. I would say trading Mad Mike and Mike Lombardi for Mike Mayock is such a
win.
Huge trade. It makes us like... Howie level GMs.
Again, we put Mike Lombardi on the map.
We did.
And he got hired by UNC because of us.
Yep, and then he left us midseason.
Yep.
All right, well, the show, the WIP afternoon show stops, but the draft coverage at WIP does not stop. Robbie E. in here next. Hugh, is Hugh up at 6 o'clock?
Hugh's here, yeah.
Hugh's here, so you're going to have everybody from WIP, of course, except for me, for the next...
Again, what are you doing?
My wife, you know what I'm doing. You are the worst. Why don't you go cough again, Fritz?
Dude, yeah. I cough one time.
Yeah.
Your voice chokes every single day.
It does. Well, I'm older than you. I'm falling apart. I'm washed.
Now Ike's older than you. I never hear his voice crack.
It's very true. It is very true.
215.
All right. You listen to WIP throughout the evening. We will have
look at Abdul Carter
draft
spit.
Coverage.
Dude, I can't believe he's 6'3", 250. I thought he was like 210.
Is that Eagles
210.
Green he's wearing?
No,
it's black.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, he didn't play Abdul Carter ditching Philadelphia?
No, that was me. That's all on me.
He looks good.
All right. keep listening. This has been the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.